If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Yo, you look like you really lost me in the internet.
Welcome to the episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we're going to be breaking down the first four episodes of Married at First Sight Season 19, Episodes 1 through 4 in Austin, Texas. I'm joined by my co-host who does not have her mic muted this time. Ashley, how are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. I can't wait to talk about Married at First Sight.
Oh, that was awesome. I was like, hello, can you hear me? What's going on? We were literally just talking to each other.
But your face was, you look like you actually lost me in the internet.
Are you there? It reminded me of like that Zoom movie where like you get like kidnapped or whatever in the backdrop, yeah. Whatever during the height of COVID. Before we get into this episode of Married at First Sight real quick, obviously, for some reason, I thought that the Love is Blind reunion was going to be on Sunday because I feel like it's always on Sunday for some reason. But just any thoughts on the finale? Obviously, we had a record-breaking first of no couples got married. Yeah, so just your thoughts on kind of that finale and everything that unfolded there.
I'm mad as hell. I will say this, I really enjoyed this season. I know a lot of people have been saying that this season could have been emailed to them, but like I truly enjoyed this season. Even if nobody got married, but that finale had me mad as hell.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was kind of recapping some of the stuff in my head. Like with Anton and Allie, like you knew she was a no. Like you
wasn't,
just knew.
I wasn't surprised by them. And like, I don't know. I just had no feelings towards their relationship. I was like, okay, whatever. If they got married, they did. If they didn't, oh well.
And she posted something in her story because, you know, they had the moment at the end of the episode where, or like whenever she said, like, you're like a different person than the person I fell in love with the pods. Let's see here. I feel like the person I fell in love with the pods isn't the person I've gotten to experience in real life. And she posted on her story, it says, and you don't even know the half of it.
Oh, I hope she spills the tea. I was seeing that. What nationality is Anton? Is he Russian?
Yeah, Russian. Yeah.
So the internet was going crazy because his mom was talking about her crazy in Russian during the episode, I guess.
Yeah, because like one person even said she was like, she's a heartless bitch or whatever,
yes,
something like that.
The mom said that.
Yeah, that was, yeah, was it was like, pretty.
But I mean, she gonna stick beside her son, so.
Yeah, I mean, as she should, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then we had probably another not shocking moment with KB and Edmund, who actually made it down the aisle. And to me, probably shouldn't have. They probably should have broken up whenever they were in Mexico. You know what I'm saying? Like 100% should have broken up when they were in Mexico. I will say this, the moment with Edmund and his teacher, loved it. Loved every minute of that. Teachers don't get enough appreciation for anything that they do. So that was such a touching moment. But what was up with the,
First of all, I shouldn't have, you know, I can't stand you. Let me say something good first. Okay. I teared up with Edmund and his teachers scenes. It definitely, like, it seemed like he had nobody there.
Yeah, his mom didn't show up or whatever. Yeah.
And I didn't like that. But she came, Miss Jessie, Miss Welsh, whatever her name is, Welsh, she came in and I loved that she was there for him. KB should have ended things with him in Mexico.
I agree.
I don't know why. Why are you doing this to me? I don't know why she led him on.
Yeah, that was one. So there's a lot of things that have been said about her on the internet that I haven't been fly with. You know, I understand everybody kind of had a big problem with her because, you know, she called him a bitch or whatever. And I mean, you know, if you're acting like one, you get called like one. But there was no reason those two should have ever made it to the altar. They should have basically been gone a few weeks ago and really should have done what Meg and Jordan did. But talk about being pissed off. Like, that really pissed me off. That ending, that relationship, that whole entire thing really irritated me because... Can I also say this? This was the first time that I felt like I knew for sure. Like, I think Jordan was going to say yes. And I didn't believe.
Jordan would have said yes.
Yeah, I know. And that kind of was like. I don't know if it's surprising, but.
What? That he was going to say yes to her?
Yeah.
I believe he really did like her.
Oh, I believe that now too.
But just... like Meg, I can't. She honestly, I was so pissed off.
Yeah.
Because why meet his son?
I was rooting for. I mean, you knew what you were getting yourself into. Like, and he said that.
And like her excuses, like, we don't like the same food. We don't like this. Like, girl. Yeah,
that hurt. Any regrets? I wish I didn't introduce her to my son. Like, you literally,
you know what hurt me after she broke things up and he's like, well, I gotta go pick up Luca.
Yeah, like, damn.
I felt for him. Like, and he was so classy, he was very classy the way he just hugged her and kept it moving.
You know what's crazy? So I interviewed him part of the junket early on before the season aired, and to know that transpired. And when I talked to him, he had such high things to say about her still. Like, still had so many kind and gracious things to say about her. I'm interested to see what happens during the reunion. Obviously, we heard the news about there's a baby and she might have had a baby. Already, she got a baby daddy, like all of these things have already happened. You know what I mean? Which is crazy. I mean, I know they filmed the show back in March of last year. So we're talking about a little over a year and a half ago. But like a baby.
She must have got to work as soon as she got home.
Right. So you're thinking like, let's just say April. They filmed in March. So we're talking like April. Year to year, April, and then now we're, you know, you add 8 months. Like, I mean, there's 9 months to have a baby. So like, that's cut that in half. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. I guess she could fell in love and said, put a baby in me super fast. But like, damn, that's some quick. And but also she looked like she doesn't look like she had a baby recently either though.
No, she doesn't look like. And you know what's so funny? I was just looking at the pictures and I was like, she damn sure don't look like she just had a baby. Maybe she had a surrogate. Maybe she adopted. We don't know the situation.
Or maybe, and I'm curious, has a baby, is a new baby daddy, and she's just in the picture and was like, you know what, I want one of these baby daddies.
Imagine that. Or I wonder if he's gonna be at the reunion.
I don't know. Well, I'm sure it's gonna be talked about. We know that.
Oh yeah, for sure it's gonna be talked about. I hope the baby daddy's there.
All right, you know what? Enough about this boring show. That actually not boring. It was not boring. I don't care what everybody says.
It wasn't boring, but let's talk about this.
But let's talk about Married at First Sight. There is going to be a lot of new viewers to Married at First Sight. I have watched Married at First Sight. I haven't watched all 18 previous seasons. I watched season 18, which I think was one of my favorite seasons in years. But the addition to it moving to Peacock is something that I'm really excited about, because if you recall, episodes of Married at First Sight were like 2 hours long. Like these episodes are 2 hours long. There's like 55 million episodes. Not anymore, folks. Not anymore. Peacock said, we're not going to have that many episodes. Peacock has decided to release it in batches, which I'm very excited about, which we're both very excited about. 4 episodes at a time is easy to digest. So the first 4 episodes dropped on October 23rd. Episodes 5, 6, actually it's 3 episodes next week, 3 episodes the following week, 2 episodes the following week, and then the finale and reunion ending on November 20th. But what the cool thing about it was is normally, like I said, if you've ever watched the show before, or if you haven't, because you really don't have to watch the previous season to understand the concept. But this was awesome because we had 5 marriages in 3 episodes. Normally, it's dragged out a little bit longer than that. So it was really nice to kind of kick it off. We're going to break it down episode by episode. But one of the fascinating things I heard was 105,000 people applied to be on this show.
What?
They said that at the beginning of the episode. 105,000 people.
You know, I feel like that's a lot. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people willing to get married sight unseen.
It is. It is. But our first couple of the batch here that we got to witness and, you know, get our thoughts on were Josh and Jalen. These two, we went back and forth. What were your initial thoughts? Because what I liked about this is they have the experts sit down and communicate with them, right? And talk to them before we get to the wedding, right? So what were your kind of thoughts on both of them as we're watching that kind of unfold?
I truly like both of them. Like, I think Josh is super cute. Like, the picture doesn't do him any justice. And I feel like he has a really nice personality. And Jalen, love her too. She's gorgeous. Like, I know he was felt a, like a sigh of relief when she came out because she's gorge.
Yeah, these two, I was really smitten by, or really enjoyed their story, you know, raised by grandparents. Him, he was raised by grandparents. He's very affectionate. He's a lover. He just met his father for the first time, which is kind of crazy to think about. But and then didn't invite his father to the wedding. And then his mom's like was in prison as a kid. So Josh, I kind of like really felt like his story was really strong. And then on the flip side for her, she's a she's a hopeless romantic reality TV junkie. She's very funny. And that's something that we see here. And then we'll talk about it obviously a little bit later with one of the surprises from this whole dynamic, but she's very funny too. So like, to me, it was like, damn, like Josh, bro, you got a catch here. You got somebody that's beautiful. You got somebody that's funny, seems to have a good banter. So I really kind of enjoyed it. So let's talk a little bit about the wedding day, right? She wrote him a little cute note and sent him over the pickleball partner. Then we saw a sweet little moment with his Nana, which I thought was just, you know, again. And then her dad and her before they walked down the aisle, I thought was very sweet. I loved her dad because her dad was to the point where he's like, he kind of wanted to be like a boss in a way, but he was also like, he was trying to like, be a man. But
I feel like her dad handled that very well because like, I don't know why, but I feel like he comes off as someone that probably wouldn't take to Josh, but right. he was very cool with him.
And then his
very respectful.
His reaction, Josh's reaction when he saw Jalen, priceless.
Yeah, he was. I know he was happy. He was like,
like, damn. You know what I mean? Like, I like that they write their own vows. It's funny to me because KB and Edmund had written some things about each other before then, and I hate when they do that, especially if they're gonna say no. It just pisses me off. But like, it's funny that these people have never met each other, but like Allie and Anton couldn't spend like an extra 3 minutes to write their own vows. You know what I mean?
Vows are always funny because it's like you're writing them for whoever is standing there.
Yeah, exactly. I did think that their first kiss was a little weird. I can understand.
Like, ask her?
Yes, he did. Yeah. I mean, respectful. Very, very respectful.
Very respectful.
But I thought, and then that, when they were sitting down, you can see his nerves like through the roof because he was like talking a lot and she was just like kind of just taking it in. It was kind of funny. But yeah,
I like them. Like, this is the first time I'm watching this and I'm like, automatically, I'm like, I hope they make it. Like, I hope nothing happens that like it gets weird because I really like them.
It did kind of get a little bit weird, but we'll talk about that in a minute. All right. Second couple. Now this is a fun one. All right, Will and Brittany. So can we talk about it? The first thing that's really brought up from both of them, and I thought it's interesting how it is, sex was brought up a lot, which was funny to me in their conversations with the experts, which I thought was funny because of what transpires later on, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But it was just kind of funny how that was brought up. They were both very okay with the idea and very like they both want to be active and both want to do this and both want to do this. But like, what? And then, you know, kind of what happens later. But give me those initial vibes. Will
is funny. Will is funny. And Will and his friends are funny. Like, I definitely was. I don't know why, but I feel like I've seen him on another show or something. Like,
he looks familiar as hell.
Very to you too.
Yeah.
He looks very familiar, but I don't know what I saw him in. I've seen him in, but yeah, they're very different. I loved Brittany's story with like her sister passing away from COVID, and you know, it was very touching. And like, do we want to get into the wedding right now? Like to talk about when they?
Oh yeah. Married?
Okay, I thought the conversation that Will had with Brittany's dad was kind of weird.
Awkward as shit.
Yeah, it was super awkward.
I do want to say something about her mom's reaction when they saw Will was hilarious. He was there, oh damn!
Yeah,
like, she got a good one.
Yeah.
He's easy on the eyes. Like, mama was like, maybe I need to go on here for myself. You know what I mean?
Because you never know what to expect.
No,
they were like, oh, she's gonna be happy. She's gonna be happy.
Yeah, I thought I felt like they're cute little vows. You can't really judge the interactions right away. This is literally the first time they're meeting each other and they're saying I do. So you can't really judge it. Obviously, that's the part of the show where you're following along as you go. So there's some stuff that happens and we'll talk about a little bit more. But I definitely enjoyed their wedding. Post-wedding conversation
I think at one point they were trying to ask him like if he goes to church.
Oh my lord.
Like, and it was just all over the place.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that happens in a little bit. Yeah, that was,
and then I guess the dad was over and he was like, oh, so do you play spades? Like,
yeah, he was like, yeah, I'm agnostic or whatever it is, and his dad was like, well, what about your mom and dad? Did they go to church? He was just trying to find something in that moment that was just like, hey, can you help a brother out? You know, that whole dynamic was interesting to me because you're, again, like you have to, as a family member too, right? As a father, as somebody that is a father, you know, my daughter comes to me and tells me, hey, like,
how would you handle that?
You know, I mean, my thing is this, you know, if my daughter says, hey, I want to be on a reality TV show, I start fucking run. You know what I mean? I've been watching this too long and I've seen what happened. But also make sure to get your dad on. You know what I mean? Make sure I'm in the picture somewhere. You know what I mean? Let me get on there.
And your Auntie Ashley.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what I mean? We'll be like live podcasting during the wedding. Play by play. We'll be doing play by play. But yeah, I mean, I think the right thing to do, obviously, is be supportive. This is such an interesting dynamic. The one thing I do think about this show that I really like is, yeah, they do get married, but they do give them the option to be out. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not like a, you know, you're forced to stay married for like a long period. You know what I mean? So you have to go through the whole experiment. It is like you are. It's a divorce, technically. You know what I mean? Like, it really is a divorce, you know?
Someone asked me that. They're like, does it just get annulled or is it like a divorce? Because it's on, I think under 8 weeks,
I think technically they do it under annulment. I think if I remember correctly, if they do get divorced at the end of the experiment.
Okay.
Let's see here. one of the things that was interesting was, is even dissecting and breaking down the show, when we did, we didn't realize after Josh had met with her parents, I felt like that went really well. He was struggling a little bit. Nerves really caught up to Josh a little bit, and you can tell, which is perfectly fine. Again, such a weird dynamic. But one of the things we did find out was Belinda is actually Jalen's mom and was also cast in the show, which I think brings a whole different dynamic to the show, and it's pretty cool.
The whole time I'm watching, I'm like, this lady looks familiar, but I don't know where she's from.
Right? And it's like, oh, that's where she's from. She's on the show too.
Yeah, and then she's like, hey, can we talk to you? Like, just you, me, and my mom talk. And they're like, can you come to my mom's wedding tomorrow?
Like, what?
She's getting married at first sight too. I was like, that's where I seen her.
Yeah, and she seems fun too. She's very much like her mom. She's very much like her mom. You can tell that. Very funny, very spunky, very just, yeah, I just really enjoyed
it. You know what helped her? Jalen looks exactly like her dad, I feel like.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So I never would have imagined that that was her mom.
So we're into episode 2 now, where our third couple gets married. I thought for sure we were going right to Belinda, but we didn't. We went third couple. We went right into Derek and Megan. Interesting couple, we'll say the least, but we'll start there. To be honest with you, though, during their conversations with the experts, they almost sound legitimately like a perfect match, though.
Yes, I agree with you, until they actually met.
Yes, I will say this. I do think it was like she made him get an ice bath, which was kind of cute. Her dad apparently won't be there because of skin cancer. Her brother's super private, so she's walking herself down the aisle. Go queen. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His parents have been married for like 41 years. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There was some awkwardness at the altar, because like at first it didn't feel like she was attracted to him at all. And
it's hard to read.
She is. Like, she's very hard to read. And that was like, I couldn't figure out if it was like almost superficial in a way, but then it was also kind of like, I don't know what it was about her.
It's like it's an awkward position to be in. Like, how do you stand up there? So it's like, I kind of don't want to judge it, but I mean, as we go on in the episode, I mean,
we definitely going to get there. Plus, for show, for show.
Mm-hmm.
Our next couple that got married were Pat and Rhonda. Pat makes me laugh.
Pat makes me laugh too.
Rhonda's kind of like funny too.
Rhonda needs to work at Disney World, okay? She is rainbows and butterflies and pixie dust.
For real, though. She's been married twice, had 4 kids, and her ex-husband never wanted to get a job, which is crazy. Had 4 kids, raised those 4 kids all by herself. Crazy. Like, way to go, boss. You know what I mean? Like, such a boss-ass thing. Pat was married for 30 years. Seemed to be in a very just awful marriage, but wanted to stay together for his kids, which honestly, guys out there in the real world, that's the worst thing you can do to your kids, is stay in a marriage where you're not happy. But hey, Pat's funny. I like it.
Funny.
I love the fact that like they were both, I don't remember their ages off the top of my head, but like, they were like,
they're in their 50s, right?
Yeah, I think 50s. So. And he's like, they were both like, yeah, I want sex. And I'm like,
they're very outgoing. They are a horny group.
Yes, very much so. Especially with the older crew. That kind of, yeah.
I was like, what is going on here?
It was so, yeah. I thought it was cute that Pat really embraced her with a hug. I thought that was very sweet. He was the first person I really saw kind of embrace the person So what did you think of that first kind of interaction there?
Yeah, I thought it was really, like I said, I really like, I like Rhonda too. I really like Pat. He seems super sweet and like he goes with the flow. I don't know if it's because he was married before for so many years, but he knows how to like take criticism. I think that's the word.
Yeah, she was very smitten by him. She's like, he's so sexy.
Yeah, she liked him.
Yeah, their little sit down was cute. Pat does like to talk. We figured out.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Pat likes to talk, and Pat likes to talk about himself. Her forgetting his name was absolutely amazing. Hilarious. Like, I was like, this is amazing. When we start to unpack Megan and Derek post-wedding, when they, you know, the dancing, and she's a big fan of country music, he's a big fan of like EDM. She goes every January to Cancun for a country music festival, and he's just not down for that. I'm like, Cancun? I don't give a shit what they're playing down there. I'm going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't care what kind of music we're playing.
Exactly.
What did you think of her mom giving him the business, though?
I don't like. She is a mother. She's a mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you need a definition of a mother-in-law,
yes.
Throw a picture up there.
Throw it up on the big side. And then back to Pat and Rhonda, we get that these two were so smitten by each other early on. I loved it. I loved it so much. And then of course, Megan was really smitten by Derek's abs.
Yeah. She keeps talking about rock hard abs.
I was like, so we know what Megan was here for. You know what I mean? Also, the moment that I want to talk about too, the sweetest moment of the first four episodes was Rhonda and Pat jumping in the pool together with their wedding stuff on. Like,
yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah, it was very cute.
And then when Rhonda gave Pat the Mr. and Mrs. hats, like, come on. Like, I mean,
I know. She was like, wait, she got out of bed and gave it to him. I'm like, stop. They're so cute.
Rhonda don't kiss and tell, but you can tell by the look on her face that she was telling us a lot with the look on her face.
We already know. She didn't want to tell, but we know.
Yeah. Megan and Derek said that they're waiting a couple of days to get freaky, apparently. Apparently, now this was fucking hilarious, though. Apparently, he woke up in the middle of the night freaking out, screaming and shit. And he said, oh, that doesn't really happen to me a whole lot. But then tells a story about how his dad would wake up on a boat, run back and forth on the boat and shit. And she was like, what?
Yeah, I think she was definitely freaked out by that.
I mean, I would have been freaked out by it, too.
No, I know. It's a little.
I will say one thing about Josh and Jalen. Another thing that I really liked about Jalen was the post-nup thing. I guess he owns a business and he had talked to his business partners.
What did you think about that?
I don't mind it. And I thought that she took it very well. You know what I mean? I feel like you're in an interesting scenario where you're only married.
He was so serious. I thought he was going to say some wild shit.
Yeah. Like, I have six kids or like.
I was like, what the hell? What is he about to say? Because he's like, I have to talk to you about something very serious. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like. But yeah, she took it fine.
Yeah. I thought she took it like a champ. Like, I was very impressed with her. Kind of just being like, yeah, okay. Like, I mean, I understand. Like, it is what it is. Like, that's what we have here. You know what I mean? Belinda and Chad, our last couple. Chad is
funny as hell. I don't care what y'all say. Chad is funny as all hell.
Dude's been married three times, going on his fourth one now.
Fourth marriage. He don't care. Right now, he's here for shits and giggles. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. He's just having a good time.
Yeah, and we get a little clip of Pastor Cal, one of the experts, calling Jalen, just going through the process, talking about interest. And Belinda was in the background. Her mom was in the background. He was like, well, what, do you want to get married too? She's like, yeah, get me married. And that's how it kind of all came together. And obviously, like, the good thing about it is I think it gave them an extra juicy storyline, obviously, because you got a mother-daughter combo on here. But I really enjoyed that.
I love the fact that Chad thinks that he is Josh's father.
Oh, my God. So hilarious. Like, yeah, he just thinks that now he's like, because it was so weird. He's like, no.
Like, that's not your kid. But he just somehow, like, adopted him now.
I thought it was hilarious that Belinda was like, I want somebody that's tall. And then she got Chad. No offense, Chad. But, all right. I also got to ask you, can we talk about Chad's daughter who just absolutely called him out for, like, everything that he does, like, wrong?
He does. But my thing is, I love it. Like, just say, like, she's giving the real. And you can tell she said she genuinely likes Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
Her
mm-hmm.
family. Like, she's not, like, she doesn't have her guard up and not, you know, because she could be a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But she's used to her dad getting married left and right.
Exactly. So, well, I love the question she asked her. She's like, well, what have you learned? Like, what did you learn from your last marriage? You know what I mean? Like, you know, that was your third one, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how has he changed since the last marriage? I thought she was asking some, like, serious, heavy hitting questions.
Yeah, for sure. How can we see her again?
Yeah. I love Chad. Chad's got those old dad jokes that are just feel like they're going to come no matter what. Like, they're just, boom, they're just going to come out of left and field. She was very unsure about how he felt about her. And that was like, when you watch Belinda, I was like, you better love her, bro, because I love her. You know what I mean?
I love her too. And I want to say, like, at first I thought maybe she didn't like him as much as he liked her, but I think she just has her guard up. Like, she has to take her guard down.
Yeah, because she was talking about how in her last marriage, I think it ended after 8 years because he cheated on her. You know what I mean? So I feel like Belinda, you know, she's lovey, but I feel like she's also just knows that, you know, she's got to protect her heart a little bit. Yeah.
And what you're for it?
So moving on a little bit, we get to the couples, obviously, across the board. And, you know, I'll take this down for just now. But some of the things that I found interesting right off the bat, obviously, were Jalen and Josh admitting to having sex the night of her mom's wedding was hilarious to me. Just funny. It's like, that's so random. You know what I mean?
Honestly, I understood why they did it then. I don't know why, but he looked like he was like, oh, like they've been together for a while. They look yep. like at the wedding, like very normal. You would never think they got married the day before.
And then Chad went out here and got Belinda some new bling. Like,
she got the bling bling. He was like, hey, you gonna, I want you. I want my woman walking around with a rock on her finger. I was like, okay, Chad.
Like, get that wedding band off your hand.
Yeah, she was, you know, I think she was shocked by it.
So we get to Panama. And one of the first scenes we really got to process in Panama is Will and Brittany. And what the hell happened? I want you to text me. You're like, what happened? I'm like, I don't understand
what happened. So I'm assuming they did the deed.
Right.
And didn't use a condom.
Correct.
And she was worried.
Right.
And instead of him saying, like, it seemed like she wanted him to say, like, we're married. Why are you worried about it? He was right. Like, won't happen again.
Ghost. Oh, shit. I'm out. I'm sorry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And.
But, like, she has to. Yes, they're married, but they've literally known each other for 48 hours.
Right. So if you sit here and have unprotected sex, you know the consequences of that. You think about it the next day, you're like, oh, shit. Like, I don't even know if I want to be married to you, let alone have a kid with you right now. Like, you know what I mean? I don't even know you, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't. And I felt like when you unpack it at first, you almost like, you're like, what are you doing, Will? But then at the same time, you're also like, no, he kind of had an appropriate reaction because he's like, oh God. Like, and I do feel like whenever I saw some clips, or there was a trailer for it, or they like brought down a synopsis, there's like a pregnancy scare on the season. So I'm like, this has to be that. And I'm like, what if this is like,
oh, yeah. Wow. See, but my thing is like, I think his reaction was like, I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
Yeah. Like, because it won't happen again. We won't have unprotected sex again.
Yeah. You know, he wanted her to feel like he was being, I guess, on the same page as her, but mm-hmm. she wanted.
She unmuted herself. She muted herself, everybody.
She wanted him to be like, don't worry about it. Like, we're married.
Right. Exactly. And that's not where they're at in the relationship yet. So in Panama, we find out that we found out Jalen is not very outdoorsy, which is really going to, I think, put a hinder in a lot of different things, because he likes to go to Burning Man, which, if you know about Burning Man, obviously it's like no phones, no nothing. It's very outdoorsy. You're living out and with like millions of people out there and just doing things. Well, he said that he wanted to bring her. He thinks that she would love going to Burning Man. But
I thought he bought her a ticket or something.
He did. He did buy her tickets, like ahead of. Ahead of the wedding or whatever.
But that's not her thing, and that's fine. I don't know. I feel like you don't have to have all of the same hobbies as your partner.
Preach, sister. Preach.
Like, it's just, I hope that doesn't become like a thing. Because then I'm going to be giving her the side eye like I'm giving Sparkle Meg, because we don't eat the same foods.
Right. Exactly. Let me ask you a question, and I want you to see if you agree with me. I feel like Meg and Derek are attracted to each other, but I feel like what we've seen from them in the first four episodes is very surface level.
Yeah, I do feel like that. And I feel like he felt like that. Didn't he kind of say like, she's not giving me
right anything. I mean, that does happen a little bit. Yeah, it happened a little bit late, but he gets very, very defensive over it, doesn't he? Like, he got very defensive, and they kind of get into it a little bit.
That's why I said she's kind of, I can't read her well.
Yeah, or, I agree. Or is that. It that
she has her guard up?
It could be a little bit of both. I think I don't know. It was just weird to me, because I feel like there's every opportunity in the world for that, but like, it's, yeah, I don't know.
Like, she was kind of like, look, Panama? We're in Panama. Yeah. Let's enjoy the honeymoon. Let's not talk about anything serious.
Right. And I agree with her about that. But also, we just met. I would like to know things about you. You know what I mean? Like, it's a combo
She wants to wait till they get back to like, okay, we're back. Let's get serious.
Yeah, I think I agree with that as well. Belinda and Chad, I just keep going on and on against them. I really did like them. However, there's one thing. Go ahead.
When he bought her the hat.
Oh my God, so cute! Like,
and then she was like, "I hope you don't think like I'm, you know, you just have to buy me things." And he's like, "No, if I thought that, I wouldn't buy it for you."
Exactly.
He just wants to do things.
Yeah. Talk to me about how you felt about the Rhonda and Pat conversation. Early in episode four, we see Pat talking about Pat and Pat talking about things Pat likes. And you can see Rhonda, when she talks about something, Pat makes it about himself. We all have somebody like that in our lives. Most of the time, it's a father figure, an uncle, or whatever that is, that just loves to yap their jaws, loves to make every conversation about themselves. But how do you feel like Pat handled himself, all but a little bit defensive, a little bit at first? But how do you think that scenario went back and forth? And do you think it could hinder them in the future?
Pat is definitely, you know, back in my day, he's given one of those. I felt like he handled that amazing with Rhonda. Rhonda is, I don't know, does she used to be a teacher or something? I don't know. She gives me like a teacher vibe for some reason. But yeah, I think he handled it well. And then he tried to ask, he did ask her about herself, and that's when she started crying. And then like after that, I was getting a little annoyed by Rhonda, because now she was nitpicking every little thing. And I'm like, girl, just let the man be.
Yeah.
I did think
it was kind of cute that he went to meditate with her. Like, that was really cool to watch that.
Yes. And he's like, just breathe.
Yeah. And then after the meditation, the duo said the magic words to each other. They said, I love you to each other. Which I was like, oh.
I don't know if it was like, I think it's like a grandma and grandpa love. I don't think it's like they're like, I don't know. I don't think it's like, I'm in love with you. I think it was just like, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about that badass ring that Josh got Jalen?
I was about to say, girl. Because I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What does Josh do again?
I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know, but
I need to find out whatever business he's running, because that ring was humongous. Like,
yeah.
Low key, I think Brittany felt a way when they were all sitting together.
Contractor. He's a contractor.
Oh, he's a con. Okay. Okay.
Oh, Megan felt a way too. Because.
Oh, did she?
I felt like Megan and Brittany were like, oh, like.
Yeah. That ring was huge.
Yeah. Will's a consultant. That's not a real job. He probably doesn't have one.
Another scammer. Anyway.
Let's say here. Derek did bring. So the episode kind of winds down a little bit. Everybody, like, we saw the guys and the girls together. I love that they do that little mix and mingle. Everybody's talking about, you know, who's fucking, who's not fucking. Yeah. You know what I mean?
As soon as that's all they wanted to get together to talk about, who's having sex.
Exactly. And then we kind of end with the Derek and Meg situation, where he brings up not being able to talk. She said, well, same. And then she was like, she felt ambushed by him. And I'm just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I didn't know where she was getting at with that, honestly. It was very like, but no, we did not end there. Where we ended Will and Brittany.
I forgot about that. I do have that note there.
I don't know. She seems really, I don't even know the word for it, but like Will is not giving her what she's looking for. Like,
not even remotely close.
Yeah, he's not giving her the same energy.
And it's weird.
Like, she's sitting in the lobby eating chicken fingers, and he's like, I'm not chasing after her. She don't want to talk, then she don't have to talk. Like, I don't know. What do you think is up with him?
I don't know. He's definitely interested. I don't know if it's like the nerves. I don't know if it's like, I just don't know. This is not the type of show to be clammed up on.
That's what I'm saying. Because, I mean, if he was on Love is Blind, I don't think he would do well on that.
No, because you're having these conversations, you're talking about stuff. Like, you have, like, this is a process where you have to really kind of be open and talkative and stuff like that.
I mean, he seems super defensive.
All the time. Everything that she says, I feel like he's super defensive. I feel like Meg's the same way, though, too. So,
well, hello. She said Meg is like Will and she is like Derek.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they need to switch.
Maybe. I don't. Hey, it wouldn't be the part last season. Somebody cheated on somebody. All right. So, as we do with every show that we watch, first four episodes, we're going to make predictions on the Married at First Sight season 19 couples on whether or not they're going to stay married or not. So, we're going to go through the couples. First couple we'll talk about, we'll go in order of how they got married on the show. So we'll talk about Josh and Jalen first. Do you think they stay together?
Yes, I want them to. If they don't, I'm going to be upset, and y'all going to hear me on here upset.
I do think that there's some differences there, but I think once they start to explore the idea that they can do things on their own, you know what I mean? Like, that things will be a little bit better. I do think they stay together as well. Will and Brittany.
Mm-mm. No.
nothing about the first four episodes or and even the wedding or the stuff that we saw.
Funny. Like, yeah. I like it's funny to watch, but like, I don't see anything. I don't see the chemistry with them.
I want to see like the personality that we saw from him when he was talking to like the experts.
Yeah, the experts. Yeah, I want to see that too.
Yeah, I would like to see a little bit more of that. All right. Megan and Derek.
Megan needs to come back from vacation and like put her guard down and, you know.
I don't know how to say this other than it feels like Megan wants to be married to a yes man.
Yes, that maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. And that's, I mean.
And so Derek doesn't seem to be that.
No. So do you think?
I don't think they stay together. I think that there's going to be too much strife there. I just feel like it just doesn't work. All right. Let's hop on to our old folks. Belinda and Chad.
I hope so. I like her and Uncle Fester. He is like, he is funny as hell. I hope they make it. Like, he's already like, he's adopted Josh. And Jalen seems to like him. Like, I hope they make it.
Yeah, I'm rooting for them too. I want to see like a double. I just want to. Could you imagine Chad and Pat in the same room together? Like those two. Who's gonna talk? Like they're just gonna have the stories of the one up. Like back in 1942, I pulled 62 bottles of beer down my throat. You know what? In 43, I did 85 beers at one time. You know what I mean? That's what like that conversation between those two would be like. But no, I'm rooting for Belinda and Chad, and I'm rooting for Pat and Rhonda, and I'm rooting for Married at First Sight season 20 to be all old people.
They're everything, honestly. They don't care. They're not holding back anything. They trying to get down to business. Like, I'm here for all of this.
This type of show is the reason why I wish they would put more mature people on Love is Blind. I wish they have a season of Love is Blind where it's like over 35, over 40-year-old group where they've been through life. They might have been divorced. What? They might have got a couple kids.
But what if, like, you have somebody on there that's 54 talking to somebody that's 31.
I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Player's gonna play. You know what I mean?
Age is nothing but a number.
You know, hopefully she don't want no more kids or nothing. Hopefully he don't. You know what I mean? It is what it is, you know? But yeah, you're right. I think you have to put like a gap. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you can 35 to 45, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, you have that.
No, I get it. And like, I'm really enjoying the older people. So, wait, you want Pat and Rhonda to get married? I mean, to stay married?
Stay married. I want to be invited to their new renewing vows.
I want them to stay married, but I need Rhonda to ease up a little bit on Patty. Like, he means well. He means well.
Let him tell his stories.
Y'all are they're at the age where they could just not listen. So, like, just let them tell the story.
Drink your coffee or whiskey or vodka, whatever.
Have your sex. Where you
exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I love the first four episodes. I'm excited to go on this journey with you through Married at First Sight. Like I said, episode 5, 6, and 7 next week. We're inching closer to the end of Love is Blind. We have the reunion coming Wednesday. We'll be going live post-reunion. Very excited about that. And then Squid Games, the challenge season 2 is coming November 4th. And you guys don't want to miss it. I can't say more than that.
We don't want to miss it.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.